stirring the country. Banks are sound. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden is trying to calm fears of banking customers following the failure of two large banks.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is now calling shots at both Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, both which came up short and couldn't pay depositors. President Biden says those depositors will be made whole.
No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund.
Though the FDIC insures only $250,000, some customers had millions on deposit at these institutions.
Fox's Evan Brown. The U.S. has begun a new push to target Russia's economy, especially the oligarchs, in an effort to thwart the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. efforts will focus on liquidating the property of Russian oligarchs and expanding financial penalties on those who facilitate the evasion of sanctions. They'll also seek to close loopholes in the law that allows oligarchs to move through the U.S. financial system through shell companies. A major oil project in Alaska is getting the green light.
The highly debated $8 billion Willow Project in northern Alaska has been approved by the Biden administration. The White House is considering limiting or indefinitely blocking drilling for nearly 16 million acres in Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. Many climate activists have raised concerns about the Willow Project, calling it bad for the environment and the fight against climate change. A bipartisan delegation of Alaskan leaders has said the project is great for jobs, taxes, and helps America become more energy independent.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz at the White House. President Biden set to meet with the prime ministers of the UK and Australia in California today to announce that Australia will be buying nuclear-powered attack submarines from the U.S. to modernize its fleet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's reported China's president could be just days away from making a trip to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Reuters says the two leaders could meet next week, sooner than previously expected. China is one of the few countries to support Russia diplomatically during the war in Ukraine, the U.S. saying it fears Beijing could be about to offer military assistance. A little over a year ago, the two countries declared a no-limits partnership, and President Xi and Putin have met many times. However, this would be the first meeting since the United States started raising concerns about how far China could be prepared to go. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Michael Cohen, one-time attorney and fixer for former President Trump, is testifying this afternoon before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels during Trump's first presidential campaign.
He is likely to give critical details about whatever involvement then-candidate Donald Trump may have had in the payments, which were made in the final weeks of the 2016 campaign to two women who allegedly had affairs with the former president. Former President Trump, who was offered the chance to testify before the grand jury, has denied the affairs and said he did nothing wrong. Michael Cohen pleaded guilty in 2018 to federal charges for arranging the payouts to Daniels and another woman to keep them from going public. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Authorities in Texas are investigating what led a man to fatally shoot himself just before deputies entered his home and found he'd been living for months with a corpse. Harris County Sheriff's Office spokesman Deputy Thomas Gilliland says neighbors alerted his agency Saturday night, concerned that it had been months since they had seen one of the men who lived at the home. Gilliland says after entering the home, deputies heard a gunshot and found the body of a man who had fatally shot himself In another room, they say deputies found the decomposing body of another man. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.